I have a confession to make. 90%, it's called the 90-10 rule confession. I don't know if any of you can relate. If you really stop and think, how do you process and perceive moment to moment? So my confession is that I've done some self-assessment and continuing to humbly be in the moment of now. And my confession is that 90% of how I help my patients create content is via listening to my inner voice, listening to my intuition. And 10% is logical and wisdom. I would say years back, this whole number might have even been reversed. The reason why this is a confession is that moving forward on the Dr. Denise show, I'm going to really challenge myself to really give you content that resonates with the 90-10, 90% intuition, 10% logic, wisdom, and really show up and be more of who I really am. I feel like I've been giving all of you parts of who I am, but that for many, many years, back 20, 30 years ago, we weren't talking about intuition, consciousness, and hopefully as we're all on our own unique earth ride, earth experience, we're all starting to learn how to trust our own inner voice and realize that we all have our own answers. Yes, we have different people that are in our lives. We have roles at school, in our work, and we do rely on other people. But sometimes we forget that listening to our own inner voice, cultivating an awareness of your own sensory perception, your own intuition, that you really have most of your own answers. So my big confession is that I've been practicing as an adult and child integrative psychiatrist and in giving content on the Dr. Denise show. If you look back, you can see the different guests I've had that I haven't been afraid to have practicing mediums on the show, sleep medium, Tom Massari, Wendy Kennedy, who channels the Pleiades, but the true next level integration in the audio content, in the video content coming up, in any workshops, is really going to be focusing on really how do we access what I call our in, our own unique in integrity, our own awareness of what self-love is, and really going even deeper. And the confession part of it is years back, I really didn't reveal about my inner knowings that I get intuitive hits or I get things in threes, and that I have sensory inner knowing. But the reason why I haven't really shared that is because I believe we all do. We all have different levels of sensory perception. So I just want to say, moving forward and going into sort of the last bits of 2024, I am really stepping into my own unique awareness, neurostyle, sensory perception, of bridging science, spirituality, and wisdom even deeper than I have been, and that I'm just going to show up even more authentically, even if at times, you know, I'm pushing that a little bit more than I would have in the past. I was encouraged to do that, and I'm wondering what your confession is. Is there anything that you've been holding back on? If you were to do your own life review, year review, going into the holiday season, how would you assess yourself? Is there anything you need to do to kind of get out of your own way, go a little bit further, achieve that goal? Okay. Have a wonderful, strong finish to November, everyone.